Now, Jesus, though he emptied himself, became like a slave. Jesus Christ has always existed. We say he was the begotten Son of the Father. Begotten is a weird word. We don't usually say, I have begotten two children. Like, we don't use that word. But Jesus was never created by God the Father. Jesus has always existed from eternity, which blows our mind. He's part of the Trinity. Remember, we say three persons and one God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We don't have three gods, we have one God. So Christ Jesus has always existed. There was no beginning of Jesus. So he's up there in heaven with the Trinity. Following me? He's in God's presence. And he leaves that to come to us as a human being. So he's still 100% God, and he takes on 100% human. He becomes a slave. A slave obviously does not get to do what they want. He loses his autonomy. There is no choice that he gets to make because he is subject to the Father. Now, this could be a whole other sermon about how we as Christians give ourselves, we surrender ourselves to God, and we become God's slave. So we no longer say, I want X, Y, and Z. It's whatever you want, God. We look at Mary when she was told by the angel Gabriel that she was going to be God's mom. She said, yes, sure, I am a doula. I am a servant. I am a slave of God. So when we surrender ourselves, we also become slaves to God. But that's another day. Jesus takes on human likeness. So it says, being found in human form. He's not God when you look at him. But he's 100% human, still 100% God. He let go of all the reverence and the honor and the glory that he had. And he humbled himself. Humbling is an understatement when God comes down to us as a baby. He was obedient, even to the cross. Total surrender, total everything to God. And you think about, yes, he died because he obeyed God, but the most horrendous, most terrible death was his on a cross. There's different ways to die that would have been a lot less painful or less brutal, but God chose him to die on a cross. So the descending arrow is God coming to us in the incarnation and a gift to us. This is what we celebrate at Christmas time, the baby, the gift to us, coming to us. He died to take away our sins, but he wasn't dead long, just 3 days. So the descending arrow is God coming to us. He also comes to us in the sacraments. In a few minutes, he's going to come to us in his very body and blood. As a result, we are the arrow going up. Okay, so think of the arrow going up now. We join all of heaven to praise God. All of creation comes together to adore God. And we get to stand before his throne and actually get to have a relationship with the living God. We get to bring our requests to him, our prayers to him, our lives to him. So we are the up arrow. So we have the arrow going down, the arrow going up. You follow me so far? Okay. So going up is the arrow, that's us, we're in God's presence. He transforms us in that going up. We get to respond to God coming down to us with the up arrow of praise and thanksgiving. Got that? So like there's a gear. The gear is engaged going down. I have this cuckoo clock that I got from my stepmom, and it's driving us crazy because they're always having to wind it seems like. Yeah, it's nice that this is here today. So the gear goes down and the other gear goes up somehow because the gear is going down. So as the gear is going down, the gear is going up because we're saying, yes, thank you so much. I love you, God, for what you've done for me. Okay? So it's like a by going up and down thing. So you're probably wondering, what are the horizontal arrows doing? Okay? They're going out. And they're coming in. This is cool. The living God is a thank you note as our lives going out to the world, sharing his love with our friends, with our neighbors, with our coworkers, with ourselves even, instead of beating ourselves up all the time. And as a result, the arrow comes in. We have the church. We are the body of Christ. We are growing together. So you see the dynamics. We're going out and we're coming in. Now, this is where it gets to be fun. Last night I woke up at 2:30 in the morning with this idea. So bear with me. I don't know how this is going to work with the ending. It may be totally a mess. We'll see. Les does woodworking. And in our garage, he has a drill press. So think of a drill, right? It's going into the wood. So it's drilling into the wood. And as a result, the wood particles, all those little chips, come out. So the arrow, the cross, is going down into us, into the world, into creation. And what is coming out? But the wood chips change. They're no longer wood. They're like sawdust. Smells awesome, by the way. So that's God coming down and the wood chips are going out. And then I was thinking, okay, tornadoes. I'm from the Midwest. We live there a lot. And we even had tornadoes at our house. So think of Wizard of Oz. Dun 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 dun. The wind is whirling around. Okay? You don't know where it's going to go. You can't predict it. You can't say, tornado, go hit that house over there that's really ugly in the neighborhood. Okay? Now, I don't know if the wind goes down and it goes out or if it sucks up. Because it can do both. So you can ponder that at 2 o'clock tonight. Does the wind go out or in? But this is what's cool. If you think of the cross as a drill press or a tornado, we cannot predict where the Holy Spirit leads us. We don't know what's going to happen to Good Shepherd in a year or two from now. What's it going to look like? It's not going to be like what it is right now, and we don't know where that is right now. We can't predict where the tornado is going to go. So what drives the drill press and the tornado is the cross. The cross is the one that has the movement. You see, Jesus dying on the cross is what gives the movement. Jesus dying on the cross opens the door to all of salvation. There's a quote, and this was going to be the theme of the morning, and now I messed this up. The cross in which Jesus Christ was crucified is the doorway to his conquering sin and death by his resurrection. That just went like way over your head. I know. So the cross, which Jesus Christ was crucified, you follow that, you can picture Jesus on the cross, is the doorway. This is the doorway that opens up conquering of sin. Without the cross, we would still be in bad shape because we would be stuck in sin and death. The cross overcame death because Jesus rose from the dead. Now think about it for a second. What if, this is totally not on script, guys, I'm sorry. What if Jesus didn't rise from the dead? Think about that for a second. That would have been bad, because that means that death is the end, period. God even died. But he rose again, so death is no longer our problem. We will rise with Christ when we die. We will rise with Christ at the resurrection. So the doorway of the cross opens up, enters in salvation. Salvation is when we get to be with God forever and ever and ever. Without the cross, that does not exist. Okay. I'm feeling better about this now, guys. So when you look at a cross, think about it for a second. Do you feel sad or do you feel happy? Okay. Really? The Sunday school answer wants you to say, I feel really happy. Yeah, that's like what's programmed in our brain. But are we really happy? I mean, there's Jesus, God, dying for me. I am not worthy of that. He could have said, forget you. He should have said, I forget you. You're not worth it. But he didn't, because he went to all that trouble. He came down from heaven, taking the form of a human. He felt hungry. He was thirsty. He was tired. He was grumpy. And he still didn't sin. He did all that for me and for you because he loves us so much. He did not give it up. So yes, he went to the cross for you. Maybe you don't feel sad, maybe you appreciate it more. And yes, it does make you feel happy, but not like jump through the flowers kind of happy. It's like, wow, you did that for me. Peace, joy. Right? Think about it. Jesus on the cross for you. If you had been the only person on the face of the earth, he would have gone to all this work just for you. He does it for all the world, for God so loved the cosmos, all the world, that he gave his only son. So with gratitude, we say, thank you. I love you. Wednesday, I did this for the school, for chapel, and the kids you would not think would get it, got it. I said, why do we have the cross? Two kids raised their hand, because Jesus had to die for us on the cross. And another one, when I said, well, what do you do if you could pick up the phone, which is called prayer, and talk to God, and what would you say? And one kid said, thank you. And another kid said, I love you. They got it. Thank you, I love you. And that is our response back up to God. I love you. So when we look at the cross, there's something that stirs in us. Some people only see wood. Some people only see the cross that their grandmother gave them. Some see pain and torture, and what kind of a terrible father would that be to make his son do that? And some see hope. Some see healing and wholeness and promise. So the cross on which Jesus Christ was crucified is the doorway to conquering sin and death by his resurrection. It is the drill press, it is the tornado. God's light overcomes darkness and anything that seeks our destruction because of the cross. It is overcome. It is finished. It is done. It is overcome by the blood of Jesus, by the death of Jesus, and his resurrection. The triumph of God's love over the consequences of death. That sounds pretty fancy, so I'm going to say it again. God's love won over all of the problems of sin and death. Does that make more sense? Okay. We believe this, and our life is opened up. Our church is pretty cool that we have stations of the cross around. And you can also go outside and do it if you want to go outside. The stations of the cross remind us what Christ did for us in the passion and on the death. And each of the stations ends the same way in the version that I use. It says, we adore you, O Christ. We praise you because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. You have redeemed the world by your holy cross. By your holy drill press, by your holy tornado coming down for us, for our sins and for the sins of the whole world, to redeem us, to renew us, so that we can go back up and be in the presence of God. Amen.